Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
This is new because fresh questions are being asked of the government's defective blocks redress scheme after new tests uncovered the widespread presence of a new deleterious material in the foundations of Donegal Home. Now, concerns are also being raised as to why strong criticisms of the lack of regulation at Donegal quarries contained in a government report were removed before its publication. Barry Lenhan is here with this story. Barry, this the year ending as it started, really, isn't it? Because more twists in this really long-running saga at this stage.
And over a year, remember, since the government unveiled the largest redress scheme, as it called it, in the history of the state, €3 billion to help homes afflicted with defective blocks in several counties. And up until now, the controversy was focused on the minerals mica and pyrite. But over the last year, homeowners and some scientists have increasingly feared mica is not the main problem in Donegal especially, but rather there are other reactions and minerals such as pyrrhotite at play that aren't covered under the government scheme. The government scheme also moves homeowners towards rebuilding their homes should they get a grant on top of their existing foundations.
So explain, lay it out to us clearly then, what is the development this evening and what is the significance of it?
Significant new research commissioned by Defective Blocks Ireland has uncovered the large-scale presence of pyrrhotite in the foundations of a Buncrana house, this being the home of Josephine Kelly and her partner Sean, which I visited last year. Tests, analysis and reports were carried out by Martin Hardwick, who incidentally also advised on the building of stadia for the Qatar World Cup ongoing. He concluded that any work of the structure of Josephine's house will be, quote, fruitless in the long term due to the fact the foundation's concrete will deteriorate over time and will cause the house to become unstable. But remember, foundations not covered under this scheme. And Josephine Kelly, she spent €40,000 on replacing the outer leaf of her home in 2017. Cracks reappeared 2 years later, and now it's all making sense.
In 2019, the cracks have reappeared outside and inside the house, become rapidly worse in the last couple of years. So there's over 40 cracks now, inside and out. There's new cracks appearing all the time, and it's very evident that there is something very wrong with the house. We had our house tested last Christmas, and that report has just come back. So the results are shocking and very worrying. Our inner wall has come back with between 1 and 2% pyrrhotite, and the acceptable safe level of pyrrhotite is not 0.1%. So they're almost 20 times over the safe level of that mineral. Our foundations were also tested, and they have come back as 7 times over the safe level of pyrrhotite. The house itself has come back as 14% mica, but mica isn't really our worry now at the minute. It's this mineral pyrrhotite.
So the scheme doesn't include foundations. At the moment, the scheme doesn't include this third mineral, pyrrhotite, but yet your results would indicate that perhaps it should.
Yes, because our house is still crumbling. We replaced the blocks. The outer blocks are new blocks from a different company, and their test came back that there wasn't a problem with the new replacement blocks from another company, but the inner leaf blocks and our foundations are still deteriorating, and that's what's pulling the house down, and this will continue. There's a lot of people that I know, other homeowners, that have done the same option of repairing outer leaf, and their houses are also failing. So it's not just a one-off house this is happening with other homes. As I say, we've known this last few years that something is wrong with the house. When we fixed the house with outer leaf, we were absolutely desperate to save our house. We went for a loan that was a struggle to get, and the fact then that it didn't work, you know, it's been hard. And now the fact, when that report comes back and you see it written in black and white, you know, it's very difficult. And it's bad enough that you find out that the foundations of your home are crumbling and that your home will fall down. But the fact that there's no safety net of a fair working scheme.
Your home is condemned, unfortunately, with these results at the moment.
Our engineers told us we might get 4 or 5 years, you know, if we're lucky. There's bison slabs in the house, so that's very worrying. I would fear for my family's safety, as he said that the house is deteriorating all the time, and over time it's only going to get worse.
Josephine Kelly there in Buncrana, and structural engineer Ambrose McCluskey, who has a deep knowledge of this issue, he apprised me of the significance of these results.
It was took upon ourselves to test the foundations in a couple of these houses that we knew where the aggregates had came from the same source as the aggregates from the blocks that were causing so much hassle. Clearly, the issue in Donegal is an issue with aggregates that do not meet the standard being used in concrete blocks being the majority of the issue. So we also knew that there was a high likelihood that the same aggregates were used in some of the concrete and foundations. This is the first couple of houses that we have tested, Josephine's being one of them. We have found levels of sulfur levels in the region of 5 times the allowable limit for when pyrotite's present. So this indicates that there's a high potential for degradation.
So ultimately, in your expert opinion, foundations should be included under the redress scheme, or otherwise it could be well a futile exercise. You'll be repairing homes again in a few years' time.
Obviously, your entire home is built on your foundations, and if you're going to spend in the region of, say, £250,000, £350,000. I think it's absolute madness until we know better. We've tested these foundations here and we're seeing evidence of the same reaction taking place that has taken place in the blocks, albeit potentially at a different rate or a different level. But until science tells us that the foundations are fine, then I think they have to be replaced, because you're going to spend, say, £250,000, £300,000, £350,000 changing the entire house from the foundations up and leaving the foundations, whereas possibly in the region of another €10,000 would change the foundations in a lot of cases. So it makes little sense to me to take that chance.
You've always been of the opinion that homes should be demolished full stop rather than repaired. Do these results copper fasten that?
Yeah, they would, yeah. The focus seemed to be on the wrong deleterious material here in Donegal for a long time, and I still can't really get to the bottom of how that happened, but we were always told it was mica and mica was repairable, but it turns out that it wasn't mica after all, or not solely mica. You know, I think it's probably the problem's exacerbated by high mica levels, but I think we were all looking at the wrong thing.
Dear me, this story seems to be taking a very significant twist indeed. Separately though, Barry, separately to all of that, concerns are being raised this evening about the ongoing regulation of quarries, despite all that has gone on in Donegal and elsewhere.
Yeah, Donal McNamee in the Sunday Business Post reporting today a warning to local authorities from the state's Building Control Office, the MBCEO. Its CEO, Mairead Phelan, essentially saying that one of the reasons quarries were producing bad blocks was because the local authorities themselves were buying the blocks off them. Now, last year, the MBCEO carried out an audit of quarries in Donegal at the behest of Housing Minister Dara O'Brien to ensure such a scandal doesn't happen. And again, this audit recently published. However, strong criticisms of a lack of regulation of Donegal quarries were removed from the final report, as Donal McNamee has been telling me.
Essentially, the biggest difference between the original report, the draft that was submitted in June, and what made it to publication was the extent to which the National Building Control and Market Surveillance Office criticised the kind of overall regulatory regime when it comes to quarries. So the draft report, it went significantly further in its criticism of the government when it comes to the kind of oversight of quarries all around the country. It said the quarries being poorly regulated in Ireland and that there was no overall responsibility for quarries within the local authority setup. And it also said there were quarries and pits in every townland in Ireland which could open and close in a matter of hours. Basically, it painted a kind of a starker picture of the regulation of quarries than the final report did. And it kind of made the point that I suppose nobody was minding the house to a sufficient extent, at least.
And it went as far as saying that only when disaster strikes are services properly resourced. So really, it was critical of that issue as well and wanted greater oversight of these quarries.
That's the kind of key point. Like, noted that the 31 local authorities in Ireland, you know, well, they do employ around 70 authorised officers who are in charge of regulated construction products. You know, these officers, it said, have other core duties with market surveillance, just an add-on. It made the point that a survey had, I think that it had carried out itself, it indicated that an average of 2.5% of these officers' time was spent on market surveillance activities, and that was mainly targeted at kind of reactive queries rather than a proactive market surveillance to ensure that these queries were kind of meeting their obligations from a regulatory perspective.
Just 6 staff for the queries of all the 26 counties.
Exactly. 6 staff to make sure that building the construction products are being produced to the level required by EU regulation.
That is Donal McNamee. Now, Barry, fresh details to this evening about that audit that was mentioned.
Yeah, according to correspondence I've seen under Freedom of Information, the government audit of quarries in Donegal never inspected a quarry at the centre of this controversy, namely Cassidy's Quarry at Grantcha Buncrana. No petrographic testing either of any products from Cassidy's. Now, Cassidy's has always said it has at all times adhered to all relevant national standards in relation to the manufacturing of all concrete products. But for Sean Hegarty of Defective Blocks Ireland, who are undertaking a large legal case on this issue, the audit was far from extensive enough.
The censoring of the report raises a number of serious questions, Barry. Firstly, why was the report amended? Who advised the authors to move any criticism of poor regulation and also not to name any of the quarries? Who insisted on the amendments? We need to see all correspondence in relation to those changes. Why was this decision made not to name any quarry in Donegal? The quarries are being protected over the citizens of the state. The public interest has been set aside, Barry. Billions of euros of tax money has been set aside by the state, yet the report chose to anonymise the quarries that are responsible for selling defective blocks and to continue to do so today.
That is the final report, Sean, but you also have concerns about how this audit was actually undertaken and what exactly it examined.
Well, the authors of the report used previous geological reports carried out by the quarries themselves and paid for by the quarries. How can this be independent? If it is an independent report, then why can't it be published in its first draft? Serious questions really need to be answered on why this happened. Why no tests have been carried out to date on the quarry at the centre of the issue in Donegal?
Given what we've learned here, you feel it could all happen again?
Barry, all the while families are waiting. These homes and many other buildings have cancer. It's incurable. Some are terminally ill at the end of their life. I don't think the government fully realised the scale of this.
And that is Sean Hegarty of Defective Blocks Ireland. Barry, what is the government saying about all of this evening?
In relation to the new minerals and the inclusion of foundations in the scheme we mentioned at the offset, there is a recognition by all involved the need for more research, and the government carrying out a review of IS 465, the national standard for the assessment, testing and categorisation of buildings damaged by bad blocks. This will be completed in 2024. Regarding regulations, the government admits it has more to do in the context of the findings of the audit report and the broader programme for government commitments. That's why it says it's continuing to implement building control reforms, and it also hopes to bring into effect the redress scheme announced last year, next year.
Barry Lenihan, thank you very much indeed.